you some pictures of and shoot, get it your way.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So you're still...
See Tim, you didn't need an ambassador. You could have got a 22-footer.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, one of the first things I did when I won the ambassador on eBay is I went to your site to look at the other pictures and show my wife. Say, hey, this is what it looks like. You know, especially when it came out. So we got to see a lot more different pictures in the eBay auction show. So it was a real handy, convenient thing to have.
Yeah, it's actually right now. Believe it or not, it started from nothing back in like 1999 there. Right now, I receive a little over 500,000 unique IP address visitors a year. That's, wow. I mean, I just, it is. And so it just shocks even me to this day here that it's taken off and become so like a living entity of its own, you might say, because it's, if you Google almost anything related to Airstream, it's right there, either number one or right near the within the first five. So it's quite an endeavor.
I think 200,000 of them are mine, and 200,000 are probably Colin's.
Well, that was about basically what I was about to say, RJ. It's really all your fault that I got into this.
Let's get Susan on. Let's get Suzanne on here.
Yeah. Well, she's. I think everybody knows her. RJ, you may not her, but anyway, my wife's an interior designer as well, so she's wholeheartedly into this. But back in 2000, we got look and whatnot, and I found your site and an assortment of others, but yours was by far the best. And anyway, we're in Hawaii. On our honeymoon, actually, we walked into some gift store and we saw the history of the land yacht for sale in there. And she picks it up and shows it to me, and I said, "I've got to have that." Anyway, I basically memorized it cover to cover, and we got our first one, I guess, a couple months later, which I sent you, the 57 Sovereign of the Road. But it was fascinating by going through your archives. That was by far the most useful information, because what you can garner from these even poor pictures that people have taken, you can assess things when different lights and different layouts and different types of woods and different sorts of design details started and stopped, and how they progressed through the whole manufacturing time frame. And that's been immeasurable for me even today, strange as it may seem, turning into a career for me. I still use it on a regular basis to make sure what we're doing here makes sense for the period, or when people bring things in saying this is my jewel, you can tell them, well, this is what it is and this is what it isn't, and be very sure of yourself as to what you're telling them. So
yeah, that's,
this is a wholehearted thank you from me.
Yeah, the criteria I use before I take any old pictures off is, especially like you mentioned, even they may be bad pictures or strange pictures, but if it shows a detail that I don't have really available somewhere else, like for some reason someone will take a snapshot of an area behind, for example, a stove or something like that, and it's, if I can determine it was actually the original kind of splash shield behind it, I'll keep that picture just because it is a resource that you can use to go back and recreate such a thing. And and what a lot of people wonder how I capture or get all these models straight, and why even Airstream sends people to me, for the older stuff, because they don't even have the records anymore, is I have huge Excel spreadsheets of every serial number that I come across. And so there's a couple of reasons I do that is because, well, first of all, it allows me to pinpoint by serial number. I can tell you what any trailer is. And also, I'm capturing the min and max limits by years for each of the trailers. And pretty soon I should be able to say, for example, in 1952, exactly how many Airstreams of a certain model was made all the way through all of the years. So there's a method to that madness. And that information will soon then be on the website and in the archives section as to how many were made each year. There's a lot of discussion over the...